Here's the good stuff from Kennedy Malloy. Don't miss the great offers on a great range of vehicles during Toyotathon. See your local Toyota dealer today or search Toyota Value. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and it's the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy 2. And what a cracker it promises to be. Let's boot this week home, Jane.
It's a big one.
With an epic edition.
It is an epic
Friday
edition.
Who's on? What are we doing?
Well, what we've got today, we've got Clown of the Week coming up, which we love.
Which is absolutely bursting at the seams. If you know anyone...
Better and bigger than ever.
If you're an idiot yourself, give us a call, 133353, and we will get you on air. That's a promise.
That's a promise. Also a promise, we're going to be chatting with Charlie Pickering. He's coming in to have a chat with us.
Very good.
Of course, from the Weekly.
All right.
I've got some bachelor chat like you've never known before because...
You go, girl.
The S hit the fan last night.
Is this a bitchy activity
inside
the house?
Oh, but I think you like these girls.
Are we talking about the bachelor pad or the White House? I don't know.
We do. We'll have the week in review and we'll look at what we've gone on, chatted on during
the week.
We'll
take your calls. We'll take your tweets. It's going to be
It's gone very quickly
belter.
This week. It's flown, don't you think?
Yes. That's okay. What
I don't
are you
know.
Getting at?
Fridays, you think, this is dragged on.
You know, at the end of marathons, when you see those guys come across the line and they're doing the thunderbirding?
when they're a bit sad.
So I finish the week most times.
You look a bit sprightly.
Well, I'm up and about. My team had a win. How'd yours go, Dave?
You are. That's,
well,
that's
you know
not
damn well.
Cool.
That,
what's
Dave?
Wrong with you supporters,
you
by the way?
Dave's team lost to Hawthorn and Mick's team looking like back-to-back premierships.
Well, don't get ahead of
yourself. The bar's very high, yes.
Up,
oh, no, it's all happening.
Well, your team's playing tonight, so they better
got a team playing tonight. We'll see how that goes. We're low-key.
Get there early because you usually leave early, about three-quarter time.
Never. No, I
Hey, what's happening with the NRL Grand Final? Have I heard?
There has been an announcement officially.
Did we flag this? I think we did.
Yeah.
I think we did flag this. Gang of Youths. Excellent choice.
These guys here.
This is one of the great bands in this country right now and in, overseas. They are but Sydney boys, actually, from Western Sydney.
They'll put on a bloody good show.
And they're going to put on a great show. David Lepepe is actually a Souths fan, and he's Samoan, so he's really up for it. He says, All right. Well, I might like him a bit. He's a pretty cool
going
singer.
On a bit.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Who's
their drummer? Is he hot? You love drummers.
No, I'm like the lead singer in Gang of Youth. They're playing. And I think in Melbourne, I'm pretty sure they've announced Barnsley.
No.
Not locked in.
I'm not sure. Is it been? I don't think
they've
it's
gone
been
local,
confirmed.
Have they? They've gone local.
I think so.
How's Gil McLachlan? He can bring French au pairs out here. He can bring Argentinian polo players, but he can't get an international act to play.
Well,
at the...
he did bring his favourite band in the world, which was the Killers. He got
them
last
very,
year.
He did very
and that
well,
was a pretty good
the
effort. So
that's
we
the
have
best
to put him for that
grand final entertainment I've ever
Me
seen.
Too.
Apologies
doubt.
To Meatloaf.
And what about Melbourne Storm's playing tonight. They're playing Rabbitohs.
Yep.
It's going to be a big night of sport
indeed.
Right around the country.
Now, some sad news, the passing of the great Burt Reynolds. Now,
he's sad.
He haven't seen a lot of him in later years, but there was a time when he was as big a movie star as there was on the planet.
100%.
I believe. And look, if you're looking for a bit of fun and you're over the weekend or you don't like sport, at all, you could do worse than going fishing out a very good Burt Reynolds film from a certain era. And you'll have a laugh because they were crowd pleasing.
But he had a really dry sense of humour and a really wry way that he would perform
an
act.
Man's man, former footballer.
And very handsome.
One of the greatest moustaches in the Moustache Hall of Fame.
He was great love of his life with Sally Field.
And that was when it was safe to go and see a Sally Field film.
Right.
You know what I mean? When she was hanging out with Burt Reynolds. It got a bit weird after that. Places in the Heart, anyone? Not without my daughter, anyone?
Okay, hello. That's for me.
God, Lord. You've got to be kidding me. Some of the worst films ever made. But We love Burt Reynolds.
We got a little bit of him.
Boogie Nights is one of my favourite films of all time.
He got nominated for an Academy Award.
If you've never seen that, go.
Oh, it's one of my favourite films.
But otherwise, you can't go. Deliverance, maybe not a first date movie, but if you're just looking to kick back. But otherwise, Cannonball Run films.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
And you're Smokey and the Bandit.
First movie I reckon I saw.
Which is the Sally Field film.
It does. That's where they met.
She's great in those films.
So good, yes. That was good. You know that one of the biggest showbiz reporters in this country, Peter Ford.
Yes.
He's tweeted this afternoon that somebody rang him at 4 a.m. and said Bert Newton was dead.
Oh.
They got their Berts mixed up and he rang Paddy to offer condolences.
No.
Yes,
Bert Reynolds, Bert Newton.
Wrong Bert.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Oh, it sure did. So he's backtracked on that.
Not. All right. Well, there you go. And I think Charlie Pickering wants to talk about
Bert when he gets
here. So I think he's going to we'll play some clips there.
Stand by. We've got Clown of the Week.
Here we go, people. Get on board. 133353.
Thanks for the Toyota-thon. It's on right now. Search Toyota Values.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be?
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
It could be Trump this week. He's gone coco
loco. Yes, he has gone.
He is nuts. The man, it's the fall of Rome. Keep you posted. Speaking of men in ivory towers, Gil McLaughlin, we've mentioned him. He's had a shocker.
Gil won't like this.
He will.
But we're clowning you,
Gil's
Gil.
A mate of mine, but mate, when you get called up to Canberra to give evidence at a Senate inquiry, you've had a shocker. You've had a bad week.
I don't think it would have been planned for him to go up to a Senate inquiry.
And how about throwing one of those au pairs my way, Gil?
Oh, well. I'll tell you what, did you see the Argentinian polo player? Did you see what he looked like? Hello.
Are you happy with that?
I think we all agree that was a good move.
All right.
To let him stay.
There you
go.
Hey, the Canterbury Bulldogs.
Oh.
Clown them, Dave. Oh, I love these guys.
I know you do.
They put on a good show on Monday. Everyone's happy, apart from Kia, their major sponsor.
I think they might have copped a fine or two.
Oh, you reckon?
I think they did, yes.
A slap on the wrist in the NRL,
I think a
isn't
slap
it?
On the bottom because...
An exposed bot.
They derobed and wanted to wiggle their...
That'd be a good ad for Kia, just their naked bulldogs doing a jump in the air.
But I still don't understand. Why can't they just dress up like
funny.
Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz or something like that?
Sometimes grown men like to nude up and
tug at each other's parts.
Okay.
Just for a laugh.
If that's the way it is. It's called a stock take, Jane. Bit of bubbling, never hurt.
No, let's get off that.
Bit of poo
subject.
Jogging on the way home.
All right.
Done. It's been a great mad Monday.
That's enough. I'm going to clown Domino's Russia.
What?
Because
how dare you?
They ended their free Pizza for Life promotion early. Do you know why? You know what they had to do?
What?
You had to get a tattoo on a prominent part of your body.
Yep.
But so many people started to get tattoos and so many people were getting free pizzas, they ended the promotion after 5 days.
5 days?
Because they go, who cares? Domino's. I'll bloody tat up if I'm going to get Domino's pizza.
I'll tat up for
the life.
For the cheese and the crust. Can you have any of that?
Yeah.
Oh, could you think of anything more revolting?
Now, dear you. That is a classic dish.
Oh, well, the cheese inside the crust as well.
Hey, only in America.
Oh, only America. Oh, what about...
This one's
great.
Can
I say it?
Go for it.
The Kuwaiti fish shop. The Kuwaiti fish shop, which was caught out sticking googly eyes onto fish to make them appear fresher.
What are you talking about?
Isn't that brilliant?
I've not heard of that.
Down at my fish shop, you know, the guy sticks on the ones with the slinky eyes. I don't know what that's supposed to
do. Doing with the sound effect.
I don't know. Or the glasses that look like your eyes are open.
That's good.
That's a good fish shop. I've got one. John Millman.
You let yourself down,
you let your country down.
He built
us up with false hope.
Now, this is
and
exactly.
Then you just tore it down.
Mick Molloy.
How dare you?
You hush now. Do you know what's happened? He's been trolled. Millman's been trolled. But you know
by
why?
Who?
People have lost bets.
Australians or
people? I think people from overseas as well. They're saying, how dare you lose? Because I think they'd had some skin in the game. They were hoping.
Or do you think they were backing Federer and they had big coin on Federer and then when he won,
maybe that's
it. Knocked him out.
No, but they're still, even when he lost
maybe he was supposed to go down in the third. Like boxing.
He's too decent for
boxing
that.
And tennis. That's why the sports where there's only one person involved are the easiest to rig.
And
Federer, we know, is a bit of a cheat. He may well have. I hope Federer's not listening. You hope he didn't take a dive. Do you reckon he did not.
And I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to get John Millman in here one day.
Yeah.
And he's going to.
And I'm going to say, I defended you.
Exactly.
Chain turned on you. What about you? Could we got this? Yes, we could do this now. What about you and your stupid treatment in Dalesford?
Hang on.
Where you ended up getting
a
bit of a boob.
Well, I don't know.
It's a boob massage, I suppose.
I don't want to relive it, but should we?
Have we got it?
I've got the audio.
Here we go.
Take a listen.
Ken says, now it's time to turn around.
Of course it is.
So we turn around, you keep your sheet up, and he goes, no. Pull the sheet down because we massage the whole body.
Yeah.
And I said, all right.
Thank you.
So he starts.
You've said, oh, all right.
Yes, because I thought that's what you do for massage in dust.
Sure, Kenny, go for your life. Go for a rummage.
Kenny. You know,
knock yourself out.
Kenny's going for it. And I look over, my girlfriend's just looking at me with a baffled face. She's going, what are you doing?
What's happening?
Said, was Kenny? She goes, no, you're allowed to say no, thank you. I don't want my nipples massaged.
Nipples?
Oh, so he's...
He's
gone. Kenny's not well there. You're holding a lot of stress there.
Kenny's at second base.
Kenny's my girlfriend's there. Going, mate.
Kenny's trying to tune into Radio Tokyo.
Can I say, can we track down Kenny?
Oh, my God.
Can we track down Kenny and get him for an interview?
Started a lot of my girlfriends texting me, and they said, Anna Louise, I was with you. Remember when they both disappeared for quite a while?
What?
Oh, no, I don't. She said, they disappeared for a while.
Jeez.
And then came back. I just went, that's right.
Jeez.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
You're lucky to get out.
You know what? I deserve to be clowned.
You are clowned.
Will you stand by? Because I'm going to clown you when we come back.
All right. But let's let the punters get involved. 133353. Who's the clown? Come on.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week time it is. Anyone you want to nominate, maybe from your personal life or an observation in the news.
Or Dave.
What? No. I'm not clownable.
Well, you are clownable.
How dare you?
You've got clown written all over you.
Mirrors, 133353. Give us a ring for your clown.
Do that. Get involved. We've got a few to weigh through. What about the fake honey sellers?
This is bizarre.
You can't cut honey. I want my honey
You want
pure.
Your honey real pure.
And don't make me go and do a taste test for it. Don't make me... Get
what are these bees
get a little
doing?
Bit from the cellar.
What flowers are they honking onto?
I detect the work of some wasps.
Are they getting onto poppies? That might be why. Hey, I'll tell you, it was IGA, LD, and Capilano. They did not know that they were selling
fake honey.
Fake honey.
So I've been feeding that to my boys.
Oh.
Man.
Well, that might improve them.
Are they idiots?
Oh.
Hey, we have to clown you.
Why?
For being rude to your beautiful boys about their Father's Day present.
Worst Father's Day ever.
It wasn't
ever.
Worst.
At six, I expect more from two boys.
It was a beautiful...
Hopeless.
It was a coupon
they
book.
They ruined it for me. A coupon book.
With promises of cuddles.
Free hugs.
Free hugs.
I've been handing them out around town.
Have you?
Hello, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Drink. Free cuddles, sleep-ins,
and
breakfasts in bed.
And did they break all those?
They did.
No.
They offered me some
good
fake,
for them.
Offered me some fake honey late in the day. But I said, no. Oh. What about you for the dog bath? What about you for demonstrating to your dog how to get into the doggy car wash?
In front of about 30 cars at the car wash.
On all fours?
Yep.
Steady. To a dog which is larger than you.
Now... So you walk into the thing.
How did you do it? Tell me what was happening. Was there soap everywhere?
I slipped into something more comfortable.
Oh, was Ken there?
Oh,
dear.
Listen, I'm a dog whisperer. That's why.
You're
and
a dog
she
whisperer.
Did
your
it. She
dog.
Was very good.
How'd you take the dog there? In a float? That's what you should get for
you
your
spent
dog.
Spent time with her last Friday.
She's
she couldn't leave
gorgeous.
You alone.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I'd have to talk to her about it.
Rode her home.
Almost could. Hey, I know one.
Fitzy. Oh, look, you guys were pretty rough on him. I defended him.
Fitzy was really
That's our
dark.
Boss, by the way.
In fact, I haven't seen him so furious because he tells us things privately. And then somehow they end up on national radio.
Which isn't fair.
It isn't fair.
But
no,
anyway, he said we couldn't play Slash.
Well, Slash has got a new song out with Miles Kennedy and it's really rocking awesome.
It's called Driving Rain.
Have a listen.
Great riff, by the way.
Come on. Miles could be a good intro for our show.
It could be, and we love it, and it's hot. But then we had word from Fitz. He said, look, you know, you go nationally, you go out to a lot of stations around the country, and it might be a little too hard.
Too hard for some of our regional.
Let's have a listen to what he said.
You are.
Okay, now our boss has just come in.
This is the height of disrespect. If I make a call off the air, I don't expect our millions of listeners.
Give us a call and hop into Fitzy.
What you've got to understand is we have listeners in Orange who may be scared by Slash.
Thanks a lot, Orange.
Orange.
Thanks a lot.
You're not scared by Slash. Come on, Orange.
If it wasn't for you, we'd be allowed to play Slash. Who's on in Orange, Dave?
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Get stuffed, Neil.
On 105.1 Triple M Central West.
Fitzy, sometimes you've got to cut off the branch to save the tree. I say we get rid of Orange. Yeah, let's get Slash on the phone. You can talk to Slash.
Play the song. I'm rewarding bad behaviour here.
Right. We'll come back with James Entertainment.
And we're not doing it again.
Well done, Fitzy.
Next time,
man of the people.
I'm taking your iPod away from
Thank you. All right, now, we did get in trouble, but we got to play the song, so we had a victory.
We had a victory, and then we had a caller from Orange.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Have a listen.
Any message for Fitzy?
For Fitzy?
Yeah. Oh, we're in trouble again.
That says it all. Shall we take a call? Alistair.
Yes.
Well, who would you like to clown?
Hi, Alistair.
Cloning myself.
Okay, why?
I pulled over on the side of the road. I work on the Telstra, in the Telstra pit.
Good for you.
Pulled over on the side of the road. I would have been maybe 2 minutes. In that 2 minutes, got the ute bogged in a marsh. I had to wait about 5 hours.
Oh.
The supervisor with a bigger ute to come and drop me out.
That's always the answer I find, a bigger ute.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing that got me out, because we went to an auto barn meeting out of tech, spent about $200 on those four-wheel drive trucks to get you out. Yeah. And that didn't even work.
Mate, are you still there?
I'm now on my way home.
Well, mate, you are an idiot.
What'd you do for 5 hours? Sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
Should I ask?
Tried to hide from the rain, partly.
Oh.
Sitting on the side of the road in a ute.
Oh, that's no good.
Listening
to
us on the radio.
Yeah, I was, actually.
Oh, good on you, Alistair. Oh, good, we better give you a prize then.
Give him a prize.
What about a $100 fuel card for your car?
There you go.
In case you ever need it.
Thank you very much.
In case, for any time you're not bogged.
Thanks, Alistair. Let's go to Luke. G'day, Luke.
Hey, Luke, Jane.
Yeah, I'm good. How you going?
We're good.
There's a clown.
Who's clown? Unfortunately, mate, it hurts me to do this, Mickey, but it's you.
I beg your pardon.
Mick Malloy.
Mate, upset me, mate.
Why? What happened? What happened?
Luke.
On the way home last night, after the game, what a great win.
Yep.
A couple of Tigers supporters walking down Swan Street. And this great man walks past us. Good old Mick Malloy.
Ah, Mickey.
He's
comes
great.
This bloke up in front of him.
Yeah.
Goes to give Big Mickey a big high five and a bit of a cuddle.
Yep.
Mick gives him nothing. Absolute stone nuts.
Oh, maybe was he as a Hawthorn supporter?
No, mate, that was Matt Preston. That was Matt Preston.
It goes deep. That's very bad.
Yeah. I'm a man of the people, Luke, and after a big win, I turn no one back.
Right.
So you take that
I'm
back.
No, I'm going to defend you, Mick, there. You're pretty good with that.
You've seen me out and about.
I have seen you out and about. Hey, look, we'd like to hear more calls if you've got them.
1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah, give us a call now.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Clown of the week.
Clown of the week. You smack bang right in the middle, folks, and it is chock-a-block. Chris is on the line. Chris, clown of the week, who'd you like to nominate?
I'm going to nominate Andy Lee.
Whoa!
Mick.
Too much bum talk? Is that what you're...
He doesn't often get clowned. What's Andy
he doesn't get clowned.
Oh, actually, I think I know.
He won Bachelor of the Year once. He could win Clown of the Week. Imagine having both of those on your resume.
Great clowns.
What is it, Chris? What for?
Mate, you do not dob your mates into their wives for buying golf stuff.
Interesting.
That's a very good point.
Interesting you bring this up, Chris.
I thought Andy was out of line.
Yeah.
I didn't want any part of it.
I was actually thrilled that he did finally let me know what happened. In case you missed it.
All right, here we go.
Rob.
A very expensive putter that you had no idea.
I had no idea Rob had bought this in Japan.
Until Andy Lee let the cat out.
Let's have a listen.
So we got Rob on the phone yesterday.
Yes.
And then you took your kids over to Japan as well, apparently, Jane. But this is how it went down. Yeah.
I looked at them and they were such unbelievable value. I thought I'd get one for a few of my friends. I was going to bring one out for Mick.
Oh, well.
Hey, wait a second. Have I got the decimal point? And as I'm standing with four putters,
It was going to cost $20,000.
What? So that's four putters. So how much one cost?
Oh, come on, Jane. Don't do the maths.
It's
on
a
this.
Bit of metal with a thing on the end. It's a
how
stick.
How dare you? What? Out of respect for our relationship, I put three of them.
Well, that's very big of you.
That's funny, man.
Chris, I'm going to give you a prize for that. Wow. Thanks for informing me about.
It's Rob's old putter.
Oh.
That's right. That's and Andy ridiculous. Lee, you take a good long hard look at yourself, young man.
He looked a bit sheepish when he
think
left.
About the bro code.
Oh yeah,
Andy.
He's broken it.
Bros before hoes.
I'm in on the bro and ho code. I'm the no, middle of the road.
Be. You can't oh. be in
I
the can. Bro code. You're
I
not the bro code.
I want to be on the bro code. Yeah.
We'll have a meeting, see if we let you
let
in.
Me in.
Real desperate plea.
Please. Let me in. Hey all Justin, right. How are you going?
Not too bad. Jane, yourself?
Yeah, good, Justin. Who'd you like to clown?
I'd like to clown the bloke in America.
Well, there's a lot of them. Who?
the bloke that decided to put $35,000 on Federer to beat Millman.
Oh, yeah.
Is wow. this why everyone's dark at Millman?
Yeah, well, he's only going to make $700 out of it, so.
Yeah, that's pretty lame, isn't it?
For 35, yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
If you're going to take a punt, you don't punt on sure things like the Tigers. You're so smug about the Tigers.
Yeah, it's terrible. Thanks, Justin.
Shut up, everyone.
Hey, we've got Langers
on the
line.
I like Langers. I like where this is heading.
Mickey boy.
Langers. Now, what happened, mate? Who are you clowning?
Mate, I've got a feeling I won't be getting a prize for this one because this week's clown is little old Janie.
Langers, be very careful. And in particular, what for?
Mate, I was paying attention to, have you been paying attention on Monday night? And a couple of the remarks that Jane made about you holding
horrible.
Back.
Oh, don't bring it up.
This is terrible. And my mum burst into tears, by the way.
Oh, no.
She did.
No, Wendy would have supported me.
Yeah. You were being asked by Tom Gleisner, the host, about winning a nomination for a radio award.
Jane, I believe congratulations are in order. You've been nominated for a radio award. Commercial radio award. When I say you, there it is there. It's who's the homeless guy in the background?
I carry that show.
Clearly.
And he's going to bring me down.
Oh, come on. Can we vote? Is it like TV Week? How do we?
Actually, I have no idea how you vote. No, but
good luck.
I'm sure it's rigged.
Yeah. Well, good luck, mate.
Give Langers a prize, please.
Hey, on a bright note.
Yes, Langers.
Yes.
Jane, you almost made me laugh on Monday night.
Oh.
Okay. You don't get a prize now. Yeah. Just ruined your prize, Langers.
F off, Langers.
Yes! Well done, Jane.
Langers, you're out in front, mate. Yeah. Why would you go and shoot yourself in the foot?
I literally was waiting for it from him.
It was a self-inflicted wound, Langers.
What an idiot. What a clown.
No, mate. Hey, Chris is on the line. Chris, who'd you like to clown?
Well, I'd like to climb the three mean girls off The Bachelor.
The mean girls off Bachelor? Hang about. We'll be more
Chris,
of that later
I've
in the
I've
show.
I've looked at this in great detail. Just to give you a hint of what I'm going to talk about and how dreadful these girls were, The Bachelor actually took one of the nice girls and said, tell me what's happening.
Yeah.
And they decided to do
it. Is there a code?
Yeah, they said, I'm going to move these candles around. Let's have a listen how he tried to get the code happening.
All right.
I feel like I'm walking on eggshells every time I come to one of these things.
I know there's been some things going on.
Can he stop talking to bloody lame dick Tennille? She's a boring lemon. Oh my god. She's probably down there bitching to him right now and making out that everyone else is horrible and she's the good guy. It's just blatantly being rude.
Yes, I think when you call someone a lame dick and a lemon, you have to leave television right now.
Now what's Tennille? Why is she copping your whooping?
Because she's A. stunning.
Oh, hello. I've got my board here. Why
yes, she's the stunning air flight attendant.
Anyone who's unaware, I have all the Bachelor girls pinned up beside me.
He does, sadly, he does. Well, if you look, you're closest to it. She's really gorgeous.
Yep.
She's funny and sweet, and I think Batchy really likes her. And the other witches.
Mm.
And Chris, have you been watching? Chris, do you
But the thing is, I mean, how many seasons of this thing have there been? And they still don't realise that if you're mean and bitchy, you're out by halfway through.
Well,
you don't, for the bloke, you don't get a chance.
No, Chris,
if you're there for the TV exposure, well, by goes that as well.
I think you're overthinking it, Chris. You should let it go.
Thank you anyway.
Well done, everybody.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Burt Reynolds, we're watching the news in here. It's coming up on every bulletin. Massive news. He was a jock, wasn't he, Burt Reynolds?
He was very commanding.
Tall. He was kind of like cigar chomping.
Yeah, but just always a good guy.
He was a good guy, and he had some good film roles. Sitting next to Sally Field, who was a little cutie, I have to say. I was a big fan back in the day.
Gidget.
Were you really?
Gidget, Flying Nun. Flying.
Did you like her as the Flying Nun? Sister Patrice.
Good. I'd like to upskirt her.
Sister Patrice.
I would upskirt her.
I beg your pardon. Yeah.
She's a nun, and she's flying. She's wide open.
You can't say upskirting
You cannot say wide open either.
I didn't mean that. Jesus Christ, I'm going to get in trouble now. If you had the chance, you'd upskirt the
flying.
She was
cute. Okay. She was cute. I love Sally.
I got kicked out. This is trying to get kicked out. But I was,
you
I
get
was
kicked out a lot of places.
I was scolded at a theatre production of Mary Poppins because when she flew across the line, I was good.
You tried to look up Mary Poppins.
Upskirted her.
Hoops.
What's happening?
A petticoat.
Hey, just the other ad I saw was for a cat show. That's just a question without notice. Who goes to a cat show?
I told you who I thought, but I'm not going to say.
We're giving away doubles here at the radio station.
Lots of lonely old lesbians. Okay. Is that your point?
No.
What?
In a billion years, do you think I would say that?
No. I'd like to put those words in
I would
mouth.
Like you to delete what you just said, but too late.
Well, if Dave was on the ball, he would have dumped it. But
I'm close to it.
But a cat show, what do they do? They don't do anything.
I don't know.
They just lie there and look upset. Like,
I can't say anything about cats because my mother and my sister will disown me.
Yeah, I love cats.
The last time I went cats, I got trolled.
I
honestly, if I go a cat, I'm in huge trouble.
I'm not saying
everyone hates me.
I'm not saying I don't like cats. I'm just saying I don't get what they do at a dog show. They'll run about for you. They'll go through.
Cats can run around.
Like, cats don't do anything.
They can go on a little.
Except look at you with a disapproving gaze.
And turn around and just give
Hey, I want an update from you of hard rubbish.
Okay.
Now, you got a wine fridge.
I couldn't believe my luck when outside my very house was a wine fridge that was on the side with a big TV and a few other bits and bobs.
So you just had to have it.
I thought this is exactly what I've been looking for. I brought it inside. I cleaned it up. I put some wine in. I turned it on. I came to work. It was like my own pet. It was my own cat. Yeah. So I got a text from home.
From home.
And I said, what do you think about the wine fridge? He goes, yeah, if you like warm wine.
Oh,
who does?
What I mean, he goes, it's heating the wine up.
Wow.
Here's the tip.
No
I think
good.
It's shot, doesn't work.
Yeah.
So when I got home, he said, quickly, we've got to get it back out on the street so it needs to be collected.
So you were about to dump it again
for
the second time.
We dumped it back after it was all clean and we said, let's see how long it takes for it to be picked up. Literally 15 minutes, boom, gone.
Bang.
Someone else has got it. So, but I was thinking down my street.
Did you leave it?
I saw washing machines, dryers. I saw heaps of TVs, and I believe a lot of them work.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever done this, Dave?
Yeah, I picked up, I think it was like a little table, like a coffee table once.
Yeah, I got a bit of IKEA furniture. I was asked, is this legal or illegal too? It was run by me.
This is the third world country.
No, some people, you put things out and then it gets collected. But I do want to know if somebody has found something amazing or something they're really happy with in hard rubbish collection.
That's a good question.
Can you give us a call?
Our audience.
Let us know. I'm super keen.
Antique hi-fi is a big item too, like so old cassette decks and things like that.
Yes, it is too. You're right.
20 years ago or so when Japan was really firing. Westerners had a really bad reputation in Japan because they would put out TVs that are about 3 months old. Because of the technology.
Oh, yeah, it was so
something
fast.
Like that, and Westerners would just swoop. Do drive-bys.
Well, this is what I think is happening now. There's so many good stuff happening.
You know your problem? You're confusing hard rubbish with the Solar Century gift shop.
But it's so exciting when you go, I've been looking for one of those, exactly.
The councils frown upon it, though, don't they? Like, the councils don't like people.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Sniffing around other
councils
people's
rubbish. Councils have always got some issues.
I'll tell you who's sniffy, the Salvation Army. I've called them around a couple of times to do it. I think they go, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, because it's going to people. They want things that are intact.
Yeah.
They don't want things
old mattresses
wrecked.
And things.
No.
They don't want to couch with a big ass groove.
And a cigarette burn in it.
Yeah. It looks like the shroud of Turin with my silhouette.
Give us a call on 133353 because I love finding out what people's treasures are on the side of the road.
Hard Rubbish Collections, give us a ring.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking hard rubbish, 133353. Jane found it was a bar fridge, was it? Like a wine fridge.
It was a wine fridge. It was a specific wine fridge. And it looked great. It broke my heart. Didn't work.
You've run out, snaffled it, you've grabbed it.
So excited.
Like a troll under a bridge or something.
Took a photo of it. Sent it to everyone in the house.
You came in here, you were crowing about it.
I know.
And then the message came through. It's no a good. Dud.
It's warming things up.
So you had to run it back out.
Quickly, so that it would still be collected.
And then you crouched around the corner to see how long it waited to go again.
I'm sure people do that. I'm not the only one. But we've got lots of callers of what people are picking up. Hello, Don.
Hey, how you going, guys? Loving the show.
Thank you.
Did you get something, hard rubbish?
No, I didn't. I was a motorcycle courier for a few years, about 10 years ago. And I've seen two things. A guy on a motorbike pick up a 4-burner flat barbecue.
Wow.
Right?
What? Yeah.
And he's on the bike, hot plate behind him, and the legs of it out in front of him beside him, and he's all cramped up, riding down over at Chatswood with a 4-burner barbecue.
That's excellent.
Wow.
And the other one I seen was another guy on a motorbike with a 15-foot extension ladder out off the front of him, out off the barricade, and he's between the rungs of the ladder, riding down the highway.
See, that's what we like to hear.
Absolute lunatic.
That is a ripper. In a small town in India, I saw six people on a motorbike and a monkey. I swear.
Versatile. Thanks, Don, for that.
And it wasn't a circus act.
That's funny. Hello, right. James.
G'day. How are we?
Yeah, good, James. Hard rubbish?
It was my grandfather. He was 75. He used to go around the streets and found a suitcase.
Yeah.
Are you in? Which town? In Sydney?
It was in Eastwood.
In Eastwood?
Sydney.
Yep.
Yeah, just a bit of pocket money and beer money, and he found this suitcase. He opened it, and he found $2,000 cash.
See, it's worth
two grand cash.
Oh, that's a good day for a 74-year-old man.
That is
what
a
do you spend that
day.
On? What do you spend that on, James?
I think you went to the pub, I think.
Yeah, that's quite a few visits.
I bet you did. And laid a couple of bets. Well
Excellent,
done.
Excellent, James. Hello, Dylan.
How are we going, guys?
Yeah, good. Hard rubbish collection find?
It wasn't hard rubbish. It was just a golden gem sitting there waiting for the plucking, a nice Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
We're not talking about stealing something.
No, I wasn't stealing. I'm from the Pines, mate, but I didn't steal it.
But it was out on the strip, on the nature strip?
I put it out with a couple of things moving house, and I took it home and I gave it a bit of a clean out, and it lasted me 7 years.
Oh, Dyson, you know.
Oh, yeah, they.
Mick, I don't know you have a vacuum
pines,
in your life.
I'm guessing you're getting the blood off the carpet, are you? You're removing the chalk outline.
Dylan, that's a ripping find.
Only 2 weeks ago, it blew a puff of smoke and gave up the ghost. I couldn't believe it.
7 years is a good innings, mate.
Valet to the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Yeah, you found some treasures on the side of the road.
Yeah, well, I was, I'd renovated a house and I needed furniture to stage it, so I got the whole lot from hard rubbish.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, I used it, I sold the house, and then I put it all out the front and said free to take, and people took it.
Oh, wow.
Genius. I love this idea. This has made me very excited. And we'll go to Mike, one more call.
Yeah,
hi,
let's
Mike.
Take Mike.
How'd you go with your treasures? Yeah, good.
Good, really, really good. So my... Our partner said I can deck out the garage like a man cave.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't cost anything.
Yes.
So three black leather couches later, posters. But, Jane, my pride and joy.
Don't say it. Don't say it, Mike.
A bar fridge.
A bar fridge.
That works.
Oh.
And keeps the brick lane cold, Mickey.
Oh, it keeps the brick lane. Well done. Now, listen. Are you prepared to part? Would you be prepared to give Jane your bar fridge?
No, it sounds like a bar fridge for beer. Mine's a wine fridge.
It's not
imagine. Yes, it's much posher.
That keeps your wine in a can colder, does it? We still have them in our office.
I know, because it's Pinot and I only want white in a can. It's very specific.
I saw you torpedo one the other day.
You did Listen, I haven't done that for about 5 years. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for all the callers.
Well done, everybody. Good stuff.
Coming up, I've seen Charlie Pickering is in the building.
He's in the building. Yes, I believe he wants to talk Burt Reynolds.
We're happy to do that.
Yes.
Coming up. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Here we go. Let's boot this baby home. It's the last hour of the week, and it is chock-a-block with the good stuff. Charlie Pickering coming up in just a moment.
I'm talking bitches. I'm talking batch chat, and the bitches have left the building.
Okay.
I'll explain.
I can't wait to get to the bottom of that. We'll have the week in review. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets, and we're going to take some calls. Our next guest is insisting about stuff you might have watched with your dad. It's all in honour of, somebody wants to talk about. Please welcome Charlie Pickering.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Hey, lovely to be here.
Yes, indeed.
But a sad day.
It is a sad day. You're, now, we're going to get to that in just a minute.
Before we do that, Charlie,
I've got a surprise for you. You may not be aware of this, but you, last night, were featured with your show, The Weekly, was featured on Gogglebox, which is the highest accolade
You've gone white in this business.
You
look pale.
It's as good as it gets. If it goes well, because you never know. There is nothing worse than like a television show watching people watch your show and going, hate that guy.
Well, I think you'll be presently surprised. Yeah. Have a listen to a grab from last night's Gogglebox.
On Wednesday night, we watched the satirical news show, The Weekly.
The Weekly is a funnier project.
Yeah, hello, welcome to The Weekly.
Who is he?
Charlie Pickering. He used to be on the project.
I like this guy. He's very clever.
Oh, he's very clever. The reviews are in. Now, we had our show, Front Bar, on the Gogglebox.
It didn't go quite as well.
On Thursday, Seven aired its popular panel show, The Front Bar.
This is the boys at the bar just talking sports.
So it's a bloke show.
Oh, so they've got to talk fart jokes and drink beer and be dickheads, basically.
I don't mind a fart joke. What's wrong with a fart joke?
There's a bit of a gulf between you and me, isn't there? We're working different sides of the street. Oh, I like him. He's quite intelligent.
He's quite cerebral.
They're doing fart jokes.
I like the fact that It sounded like they hadn't seen any of your show yet. They just took one look and they were like, fart jokes are coming here.
We know where this is going.
We know this is good. It's funny because I'm very good friends with a number of people who work behind the scenes
indeed,
on your show.
Yes.
And I once referred, because I love, yours is like the football show that I like to watch. And I'm not just saying that. And I once said it's satire level conversation of sport. And he just said to me, "Nah, you're getting carried away." And I said, "It's just fart jokes." Yeah, he goes, "Yeah, it's just fart, just a bunch of fart jokes."
But I admire your attempt to gussy it up. Now, you came in here, Burt Reynolds, this is a sad day, isn't it?
It is a sad day. I mean, who knows? He lived a life. I'm sure he died.
I found a lot of guys have been affected today. I would say there's a lot of guys.
He's a man's man.
So yeah.
Yeah. In a world of waxed men, like The Bachelor is waxed within an inch of his life.
Sure.
It's nice to consider that once upon a time,
once a guy
who, let's face it, carried a little bit of weight and had a very hairy chest,
had a winter coat,
was the hottest thing in the world.
But just when you say waxed, you didn't see him in his later days, did you?
No.
Little Weekend at Bernie's.
Absolutely. Yeah. He did Starsky and Hutch, the movie remake, and he was fantastic in it.
He was a
funny guy. His face took a while to catch up to him.
It did.
On a number of occasions.
That's what they do in Hollywood. Okay. You really enjoyed him, though. Can we go back
to two classics? One was The Cannonball Run. Here's a trailer. Just have a listen to the cast. How do you get a cast like this together? And who's the brains behind this?
Burt Reynolds is the defending champion. On his team, Farrah Fawcett.
Are you one of those volleyballers?
Cannonballs. Dom DeLuise and Jack Elam. And here comes the competition.
Hurry up, you little...
Dean Martin.
We happen to be in a race.
Sammy Davis Jr.
You, Shorty. Where'd you get all that jewelry?
Jackie Chan. And Roger Moore as himself.
Roger Moore.
Cannonball Run.
Tell me that doesn't sound like a load of fun.
That is. I mean, that's as good as it gets. And so that was actually one of the first movies I remember that I sat down and watched with my dad. My dad worked really long hours.
Yep.
But he would come home on a Friday night and I would stay up and we would watch the Friday night movies.
Friday night movies, yeah.
And what it became was I would watch movies with my dad. Burt Reynolds movies featured heavily. The other one was Smokey and the Bandit. Yeah. I think we've got a little bit of Burt Reynolds from Smokey and the Bandit here.
Did Cletus call you a legend?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I just go from place to place and do what I do best.
What's that?
Show off.
Perfect.
That is gold. And I think that was Sally Field in there when it was safe to go and see a Sally Field film.
Right. When you thought she was a hottie.
Before Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
Not Without My Daughter.
Yeah, excuse me. Stop right now. You cannot go those two films either.
No, they're great movies. But, you know, when she was Abraham Lincoln's wife, I was a little,
Lincoln.
Hey.
Well played, Lincoln.
Well played, Lincoln.
But you can leave your hat on.
But what I wanted to ask you guys about is they were movies. I would watch them with my dad. It started off with Burt Reynolds movies, and then I watched, like, it was Cool Hand Luke and The Great Escape. Often just anyone escaping from a prison. That was, Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. Yep. Men's movies. And I always took it like men aren't the most communicative creatures on the planet.
That's a big moment.
So sitting there watching movies with my dad, that was how I learned to be a man. I would watch movies with my dad going, all right, this is what my dad wants me to be. Pretty much a criminal.
A playboy criminal.
Look at the moustache happening. So
it's taken a while. It's a bit curated.
It's working out for you. It's interesting. And by the way, you could do worse if you're at a loose end and you don't want to watch sport to go and get out one of these old films this weekend.
I think that would be cool.
My memories, they weren't films, but with my dad, who travelled a lot and was often posted overseas, not an abundance of strong father-son at times, but it was TV shows. And I'll just remember these. My favourite memories as a little boy was watching the Benny Hill Show and the Goodies with my dad, because when he laughed, it made me laugh. Yep. When we both sit there laughing, going, how good is this? Amazing what you remember. We're giving our age. 133353.
Jane, what movies did you watch with your dad to learn how to be a man?
Well, interesting you should say that. I was introduced to Peter Sellers by my father.
Oh, that's good parenting right there.
It is good parenting right there. So, of course, we have The Party, Dr. Strangelove.
Shot in the Dark.
One of my favourites, though, and the very first one I enjoyed was There's a Girl in My Soup, starring Peter Sellers and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, he had an eye for the ladies, Peter Sellers.
Yes,
I approve of most of his co-stars.
I think my dad quite approved of that as well. It was Peter Sellers was mine.
Had an eye for the ladies. It was the time to have an eye for the ladies.
The right time. It was allowed. Right place.
Do you know the one that I remember, that like the coming of age moment really was, my dad and I used to always watch, you remember this, we used to watch Solid Gold.
Oh, yeah.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Solid Gold
and my dad, but my dad was too into it.
That's a bit creepy
it.
For other sometimes. Yeah.
There was one day where I just turned to my dad and said, gee, Dad, those dancers sure do have big bosoms. And he was like, they sure do, son.
And so the learning process begins. Hey, we're going to go to a break, come back and take your calls. The switchboard has lit up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Charlie Pickering is with us, by the way. Final episode for 2018 of The Weekly is this Wednesday, 8:30 ABC.
You've had a great run, Charlie.
Gogglebox, love it.
Yes. So.
That's the only audience I care about.
And hey, we've been talking about Burt Reynolds, and you were saying how the childhood memories of you bonding with your father over those movies. We put the question to our audience, what was your time, your memorable moments watching TV with your dad. Indiana's on the line. How are you, Indiana?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good. What's a memory, strong memory for you with your father?
Well, how about this? I'll describe the famous scene from the movie. You will tell me the movie.
Okay, yep. Good.
Cowboys sitting around a campfire eating baked beans.
That'll be Blazing Saddles.
And did your dad introduce you to that movie, Indiana?
Absolutely, and we would still watch it and giggle our ass off today.
Every time you see a horse punched in the face and drops, it just takes you back to that magical moment.
And I just have to ask Indiana, did he watch any other movies with a character called Indiana in it?
Maybe.
All right.
Is that who you're named after?
They won't be honest with me. I don't know.
Oh, it's a pretty cool name, man. God,
cool
name.
That's good. You've won, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well done.
Okay, let's go to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Oh, having a couple of froppies just with the fire. Oh, that's a rub, isn't it? Sorry, Mickey. Hey, I've got one for you.
Still some material,
all right, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, it's a simple one. What did you watch with your father, mate?
All right, mate. Do you remember this one, the F Troop?
Oh, yes.
I do remember F Troop.
Troop, mate. You used to get home and
you'd get home from
on.
School, and it'd be on about an hour or so, and then out we'd come and watch it. Interesting side note, it's the same plot line as Dances with Wolves. And
how
you can
is
go
that
back
really?
And
possible.
It is that you may as well have pitched F Troop.
Indians and
did you ever do that game where you give yourself your Dances with Wolves name. You know, they will call him Dances with Wolves because we saw him dancing with the wolves.
Oh,
you know what,
no.
You know what mine was?
No.
Hogger joint. Okay.
All right, let's
well,
move on.
Paul, Joe. Joe, are you there?
Hey,
guys. Hey, what did you used to spend time watching with your dad?
All right, so late 80s, early 90s, Sunday midday movie.
Yep.
Usually on Channel 7, and there was always an Elvis movie or a Jerry Lewis movie or Abbott and Costello.
One that you remember above the others?
Yeah, Blue Hawaii. Or Viva Las Vegas.
Great stuff.
So oh, Elvis yeah. movies, classics. They were just yeah. awesome.
Do you know Elvis movies, there was a point where they ran out of possible things for him to sing yes. about. And there is a movie.
Clambake?
And I think it's, yeah. No, but worse than that, there's a movie. I think it's either Girls, Girls, Girls or The Thing About Girls. And there is a scene where he sings about yoga. And he's like, yoga is as yoga does.
Oh, come on,
there's no in between.
Is that with Anne Margaret? Okay. Probably well, shaking her booty. Yes. I know that.
But he's just
let's
all
get Anne Margaret doing yoga.
Yeah.
What do we do? You've got to sing a song about it, dude.
We're in.
Anne Margaret's doing all the heavy lifting in this song.
Thanks, Joe.
Anne is fantastic.
Hey, Damien.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. What film is it that did it for you or your dad introduced you to?
Well, for me, it was Rocky IV. Like, my dad's been my inspiration since I was a kid, yeah?
Yeah.
And watching that, when he went in to go fight Ivan Drago,
yeah. Yep.
After Apollo Creed got him, after he got Apollo Creed down, it was like, it's like once you're up there and you're on the big stage, no matter how big you are, if your mind is set right, and you can do anything, you can achieve anything, see anyone down there.
That's right, and he didn't have the technology that Ivan Drago had to train.
Right.
He just had a log on his shoulders running through the snow. How did he do it? He cut out all the other training and just did montage training. All he did was montage training. You get it done a lot quicker.
What are they up to? What Rockies now?
The Rocky, it's actually, we just had Creed. Which
yeah,
was,
right.
And which before that was Balboa. Balboa and Creed are very good movies.
Okay.
So my hot tip, if you haven't done it, watch the first Rocky, then Rocky Balboa, and then Creed.
Done. Well, I saw the first Rocky.
Are you advocating not going in chronological order?
I think you can actually remove Rocky 2 through 5.
Yeah. That's not uncommon.
That is a controversial
not uncommon,
call.
I've heard that.
Because Rocky 1 and Rocky Balboa,
Sheesh.
Written by Stallone,
there you go.
That's the pure story.
That's the benchmark.
It's the pure story.
Hello, Damien.
Hi.
I have a feeling this one's going to be very popular for all our listeners. Somehow.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Which one, Damien?
Yeah, mate. Like, Nick, Jane, there's only one word, or two words, really. Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Oh. I get
mate,
it.
Mate, it type of gets across all the barriers. You've got the teenage shit.
Yep.
And you've got... but you got the old, the old guys playing golf.
It's top shelf. It's a comedy. It's got Bill Murray in it, and yep. it's the best
Enough
film about golf. And there's been some good golf comedies.
Yes.
Billy Madison. Happy Gilmore,
which is a ripper. Tin Cup, which
yep.
is a good one.
Yeah. The Legend of Bagger Vance.
The
Why
Legend
not?
Of Bagger Vance. Almost a comedy.
A little soft.
Wasn't a drama. But it was the
good call.
To me, the original and the best. And a good
Thanks,
call.
Damien. That's got us inspired. Ben.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
What shows struck you, Ben?
With my dad, as always, the Dave Allen Show.
Oh, yes.
Our younger listeners will not know what this is. Could you describe it to us?
Well, it's basically a one-man show. He used to sit there drinking his scotch, smoking his cigarettes.
On a stool.
On a stool with a black background, that's it.
Yeah, and tell the best jokes you could ever hear. You know?
Oh. That's my ideal show.
Why can't we bring that back, Mick? Why don't you do it?
I've got an idea for a show. I sit on a stall, I have a drink and a cigarette, and I'll tell some jokes. There's nothing else.
Ben, you'd watch that if we brought that back.
Come on.
For sure.
Yeah.
Come on, weekly.
Yeah, no, I'm into it, but are we going to call it the Dave Allen Show?
Why not?
We're just going to, let's go and pitch the Dave Allen Show.
Let's do that. That's great. Thank you, Ben. Now, let's
time for one more. Quick one, Neville. Which one was it?
Our Bonanza, mate.
Oh, Bonanza. Well done. Yeah. The longest, I think it was the longest running TV show in the history of TV until The Simpsons, I think, has just.
Oh, Bonanza.
Home and Away can't be far behind.
It's felt a while.
Wasn't it interesting? One of the callers before who said, I used to watch the Seven movie. Remember when the movie was a feature of TV?
I loved that.
Sunday night movie, the Saturday matinee, and all that. And I reckon a lot of those moments where you found.
Well, you don't watch family movies together now. This is the problem.
Thank you very much for coming
in
today.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. We'll see you next Wednesday.
The Weekly.
Yeah, so you got Charlie's final episode for 2018 of The Weekly, Wednesday, 8:30 on ABC. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Charlie Pick.
Thank you, guys.
How awesome. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
G'day, it's the Honey Badger here.
I'm the Bachelor.
James Bachelor Recap.
Wow. There was great excitement in the house where I live. My daughter and I perched on the couch.
Yes.
We had our meals because there was great anticipation because it was probably one of the most unbelievable nights of television we've seen.
Why?
Ever.
How so? Did it spiral out of control?
Well, it has.
Were the bitches up and about?
Yeah.
Was there?
You've never seen.
A cat fight?
Well, all of that.
All
and
of that.
More.
All right. All right. Talk me through it.
Mickey, you've never seen such appalling behaviour by women on television, in reality television, ever.
I've seen a couple of Studio 10s that have gone out of control.
You have? Nothing matches the bullying.
What?
The disgusting behaviour. And I don't know what's going on in the minds of these girls. When they look back and see, they'll all claim it was, you know, taken out of context and edited.
They made us do it.
No,
they got us drunk.
Sorry, that is not an excuse. Just appalling. And I hope that they don't get, off the back of this appearance, they start making money out of and becoming all of a sudden they've got gigs because, no, you can't behave like this. Terrible.
I detect a genuine anger from you.
Yeah. There is, not just me.
All right.
The Twitter world's angry.
Okay.
It started on Wednesday night where they bullied one of the girls called Tennille so much that she's fled the compound.
What?
Fled on foot.
She scaled the fence. How do you get out of
there? She basically ran off in her beautiful frock and wanted to rip off her microphone. Have a listen, but also listen.
That's how a lot of my dates have ended, by the way.
It might have brought back memories for you. Have a listen to what happens because she takes her microphone off, but a producer, and this is where they get up to their sneaky tricks, she's mic'd. So continues to roll the conversation that this girl thought was off camera. Let's have a listen.
Can you please unmic me?
I can't, sorry.
If you don't, I will.
Well, you do it. I'm not allowed to do it.
Hey, Tennille, babe.
I'm not having it.
What's going on?
Get those cameras away from me.
Well, just tell me what's going on. Babe, talk to me.
I have copped nothing but from those girls coming home from a single date.
I just can't handle it.
I know that sounds a bit whiny, but it was fair enough because she went on a date, had a happy time, and the witches of Eastwick didn't buy that, all right?
That's why you should nude up. When you're doing interviews, you know, guys, they nude up.
Oh, yeah, so you don't have a wire.
No one's wearing a wire.
I'm with you
it
now.
Works.
All right, so on last night's episode.
Yes.
Batchy's onto this, okay? So it's caused a big kerfuffle.
He seems like a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He wouldn't condone that behavior.
He doesn't. He wants a house of love, he said. He doesn't want any of these, you know, girls going rogue. So what he did is he asked Tennille in code to tell her who the bad guys were.
Okay.
And they used candles. He said, if I move these three candles, just say this is Romy, Kat and Alicia.
Oh.
And these are the other girls. Would that be accurate?
Why can't he just...
Because they're all listening. They're all evil. There's ears and they're wide. Let's have a listen to what he says.
She's probably down there bitching to him right now and making out that everyone else is horrible and she's the good guy. It's just blatantly being rude.
It's obviously one that's the main. Two follow.
Thank you. It will be a lot better.
All right, so she said, Kat's the one that's mean and the other two follow.
Rightio.
Okay.
Are you with me? Pack. Yeah.
Okay. See, we're not even onto dessert in our house yet.
The White House. It's a palace intrigue.
I am guzzling buckets of wine at this stage. The girls decide they've got a master plan, the bitchy girls.
Yep.
And again, this is all off camera, supposedly, but this is, they hatch a little plan. Let's listen to them and the producers.
Is there anything else you guys want to add? Is there anything that you haven't said?
No.
Okay.
Do you think I should give him an ultimatum?
Yeah, do it.
Definitely.
Are you going to cry?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think I should?
I think it adds to it.
What do you mean?
He won't send you home.
What, if I do that?
Yeah?
Yeah.
He just won't. Get to work, Cinderella.
All right, so she said, do you think I should cry? And she said, yes, cry, because then he won't send you home. It's so bad, right? Okay, so Batchy's had enough. and he decides, I'm going to.
Comes in hard.
No.
Reads the rhino.
Yeah, rose?
He pulls. No, there's not even.
Pulls a rose.
This is before the rose ceremony.
What is going on, Jane?
They're standing in togas, by the way.
Who's in a toga? To it.
They all are. They're all in togas. All right. He grabs Queen Bitchy Face.
All right, yeah.
And this is what he says to her.
It seems that there's a bit of commotion happening lately.
Yeah.
To do with people, you know, upsetting other people.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why now there's so many times your name keeps popping up.
I speak my mind. I'm not mean. I say things how it is and I say things how they are, and people sometimes take that the wrong way. But in no way am I trying to be mean to anyone.
Kat, I think it's time to leave.
Whoa!
Yes!
Can't blame Miguel for trying. Oh. Whatever. It's his loss.
Whoa.
Wow.
She took it well.
Being a skanky girl, that's not great qualities. She's going to have a good hard look at it. You know what's going to happen,
I'll
though?
Take her out for a date.
I think him would be well matched. You know what's going to happen? She's going to be trolled now, and then she'll be crying in the papers. Very, very poor behaviour. And
what happened to Tennille? Did she stay or did she
Tennille stayed, and they got rid of...
What about Amaya, the girl I've backed?
No, Romy. You want to hear what happened to Romy? Let's have a listen.
Romy, will you accept this rose?
I'm not sure.
What the hell? Romy, what are you doing?
I reckon I can, hey?
You've got to do what's right, and I don't actually want you to be in here if you're not 100%.
Yeah.
Romy, decision made.
Yeah.
Decision made. Okay, bye. So, Romy, Kat, and Alicia, the three witches of Eastwick.
They're gone.
Gone. Unprecedented.
Wow.
They all went. So now it's a nice, happy show.
Right. Well done, everybody.
And it was number one in the ratings last night.
No kidding.
Crikey.
So that's what happens when you get a bit of bitchy behaviour.
And they're
hopefully
all out.
Calm down. They're all out.
Watch a way to stuff them back into the house.
Oh, yeah. What's going to go on next week?
Oh, I can't wait for an update.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yay. Your new way to drive home.
And if you have been listening all week, it's been a cracker.
It has been a good fun week.
There's been a lot of highs, the occasional low, thanks, Dave.
Oh,
and otherwise...
A few unusual body parts mentioned.
Wow. Here we go. It's the Kennedy Malloy Week in Review.
A week of discoveries on Kennedy Malloy. Mick discovered his Father's Day gift wasn't all it purported to be.
Gave me a coupon book. For a whole lot of redeemable things like the sleeping.
Take that.
Yeah, cuddles, you take that. Yeah.
Take cuddles.
Breakfast in bed.
Love that.
So I've already tried to cash three. And for some reason, they're not accepting
them. Really?
Carmel made a pretty grim discovery.
My daughter's boyfriend came to stay and did a reverse kanga in the toilet, so he's never allowed to come again.
Carmel, stop it.
How do you know it was him?
No one else had been in it. It was only him.
Hey, Carmel, he's a keeper.
No, he wasn't.
Mick and Jane discovered their boss had taken them to a weird couples restaurant.
We were the only threesome.
Go on. It looked like a keys in the bowl scenario.
Yeah. No, I couldn't really show my face. Okay, put the lights down. Mick talked about breaking up a relationship in the restaurant, saying, I'm going to punch that girl in the red. I said, don't you dare, you leave her alone. He goes, you watch this. Wow. She wants me. Hey, she wants me bad.
Okay, Mick's waving you off here, Jane.
Kind of.
I don't think he's happy with this conversation.
You realise we're on air, don't you?
Speaking of our boss, Fitzy, he discovered what happens when you tell Mick and Jane they can't play the new Slash song they like.
Fitzy won't let us play it.
Why not?
Fitzy won't let us play it.
Because he thinks we upset everybody.
Dude, I love that song. I think Slash has to be the most iconic rocker there is. Can't see the
After a bit of light sledging, Fitzy stormed to the studio.
Mick, he's really cross.
He is. He's angry.
What you've got to understand is we have listeners in Orange who may be scared by Slash.
Thanks a lot, Orange.
Orange,
thanks
you're
a lot.
Not scared Orange. By Slash.
And Gary from Orange rang in with a message for Fitzy.
Fitzy.
Andy Lee was on a mission to make a discovery about Peter Garrett's unique dancing style.
Do you reckon he had to run that by the band?
What do you mean?
Hey, guys, I've been sampling this. What do we think?
Wow.
Shall I run with it? Or is the band at the back there going, what the hell are you doing?
So what a treat when Peter called in to set the record straight.
Hey, Jane. Hey, Mick.
Hey! Oh!
Oh!
I can't believe that A, you're that interested, and B, that you've expected me to remember.
But you know when you do school concerts, Pete, and maybe you were doing some cover songs. Were you doing it then when you were like a kid? Can you remember that?
Can you remember that?
Carols by Candlelight. Who's the kid on the end? Tell him to rein it in.
Jane made a discovery in her street's hard rubbish.
Someone.
You've gone out and scrounged a wine fridge.
I didn't scrounge it. It is literally like a manna from heaven.
It's time for an intervention.
It's like God has said, what does this woman want? She wants a wine, a 24-bottle wine fridge that was on the front, in front of my house, so
sure.
Now
are you
it's
sure that was hard rubbish? Yeah. You sure that wasn't being delivered
or something?
Not a
delivery,
might want to check.
No,
does it work?
It wasn't. I've plugged it in and
I bet you have. I bet you it's already full.
Hang on. I've just had a message from home.
Oh.
It says, signs are not good. Is it a wine heater?
What?
A weird discovery was made right here in the office.
There's an email that's just crossed my desk. A mouth retainer was found on floor level one. Please get in contact.
I just saw that email as well.
Not
to
me.
The staff. A mouth retainer.
Do you know what we'll have to do?
What?
Do like a Cinderella style fitting. Where you turn up. It's mine. Oh, we don't know that. Does it fit? Ta-da!
And we discovered our adopter cows in Picton are doing well.
Do you know what I've heard? Kennedy's hogging all the feed.
How dare you? Well,
Kennedy is eating a lot.
Hang on.
Giving lots of milk, Jane.
Oh, that's
a very well endowed girl.
Oh, hang on, Sean.
That's good casting.
But the biggest discovery this week? When Andy Lee let slip to Jane about Rob Sitch's expensive putter purchase.
Are you aware of how
where
much
did
this
get
putter
from?
No.
He flew to Japan to get it. This would be like a home loan to get.
How much are you
only
talking?
In this one store in Tokyo store outside of America you get it.
Write it down.
I believe. I
think it costs.
Oh, this didn't show up on your joint account?
No.
And what say the putter prince himself?
It was going to cost
$20,000. What? Whoa. It's bit of metal with a thing on the end.
How dare you?
I beg your pardon, listen.
Hey, you know what I reckon we'll see later on tonight? It'll be, you know, like that scene where Tiger Woods' wife chased him out of the house and put a club through his windscreen?
I would say this, hit me, but don't use that part.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Thanks to Toyota, it's the Toyota-thon and it's on right now.
It's
search Toyota Value.
A brilliant first week for us for the Toyota-thon. Oh, yeah.
Forget the finals, forget all the other stuff. Yeah. There's a Toyota-thon on.
It's much more important.
This is as big as it gets. It feels like a festival, doesn't it?
It really
feels
does.
Feels like there should be parades of Toyotas coming down the street.
Ferris Bueller style.
That's right.
Yeah.
There should be a Toyota-saurus, like a big... Like monster truck car. I was thinking this the other day, Jane.
What about
this? On the roads, I reckon there should be a designated lane for Toyotas.
That would be.
Like a carpooling
actually,
lane.
You know what?
Where you just get out. You go, no, you know what? Get a Toyota and you can.
You're in the T lane. The
you
Toyota.
Can the T lane.
Yeah.
Oh, you can I'm going to have a chat to ScoMo in the next Commonwealth Roads project. Let's get that happening.
And let's get them as Commonwealth cars as
all
well.
All right, Commonwealth cars.
That would be good. I want to see flags. On the bonnet.
Do you want one?
Of every Kluger and RAV4.
Yeah.
And the Hilux SRS. That's for the country. That's for Barnaby Joyce.
That's for rural seats.
Yeah,
that's right.
He can go around. But these cars like are no better. Brilliant to go onto the website and just have a look at Toyota.
I love it.
And Toyota Value, it's on till September 30, so get on board.
Go on your
Toyota. Toyota-thon. It's on right now. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Just about done for another week.
Are you a bit toey?
I am a bit toey.
A bit nervous?
Very nervous,
actually.
Look
on edge. Well, more on edge. You're never entirely comfortable in
the studio. Well, I'm off to the football at the... I'm going to the MCG tonight.
Right.
And it's the first time that the team I barrack for, the Demons, have been in the finals for 12 years. And I've... 12-year-old twin boys, so they've never, ever seen.
So obviously you're taking the boys.
No.
Oh,
what?
You are a bitch.
No, they are. No, they are.
They'll see it again in their lifetime.
No, they will see it again. I was able just at the last minute to get tickets, and they are at home with the babysitter, and they're because they can't handle it. They said they couldn't handle it. They just said that was it was going to be too much for them, and they needed to be able to leave the room and come back
in. How are they going
to
do it? They're going to just watch it on the telly?
Yes.
My boys are six, and they've been to every Storm final.
Yeah, but that's because Storm wins all the time.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, that's you choose teams that win, you know. When you come from battlers like the Melbourne Demons.
They're battlers like the Melbourne Demons.
It's really
what's your phrase? Esprit de corps. Is that it?
Yes, that's
your France campaign, which I believe is a very tasty soft French cheese. Is that right?
Esprit de corps? Clothing
sounds delicious.
Esprit de corps, is that French for poor finals form?
No.
Is it?
It's 1964, the last grand final they won. I won't say who someone ages around there.
64?
Yes. Wow. 1964.
See, he's hardly ever seen a final too. All right, well, I hope you have a good one.
Hey, have a great week, everyone. We're going to see you on Monday.
Big week next week. Joel Creasy, Adam Hills, Limo, Craig Lowndes.
Sounds great.
Nick Cody and more.
Good one.
Great.
See you then, everyone.
That's the end of the Kennedy Malloy catch-up. Visit your local Toyota dealer because Toyotathon is now on. For more, search Toyota Value.